Hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get back to calls, it's an exciting day for us college football fans. It's National Signing Day. And my beloved Virginia Tech Hokies actually had a pretty good signing day right down the thruway in Syracuse. They brought a new coach in from Georgia, and he has been just... He's been getting commits from a lot of players that were considering SEC schools. I think he got a transfer from Georgia, making Syracuse a very scary team. And as a Virginia Tech fan, as a fan of the ACC, good for Syracuse. Little scared. They might be competitive in the next few years. But it's an exciting day, and it makes you kind of think of college, like, oh, you know, these players obviously what. Now what college sports is with NIL and all that stuff, all you know, there is money involved. But, you know, oh, this campus versus that campus, and, you know, why did you go to the school you went to or didn't go to school at all? You know, what factored into that? Might be something for the future, but things I'm thinking about when I see the National Signing Day coverage. Anyway, 803-0930, star 930. According to people in the New York Post, Chipotle is shrinking the size. Customers have noticed. I should word that differently. According to the New York Post, customers have noticed shrinking sizes of their Chipotle orders, yet the prices stay the same or increase. The same with the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Customers have noticed the portions getting smaller. What have you noticed? And this does not have to be food related. What have you noticed that you are paying more for but getting less? We've had someone call in that just as we were talking about this was at McDonald's and noticed the Filet-O-Fish was smaller. And then we also had another caller that said hotels. You're paying more, getting less. Where are you noticing this? 803-0930, star 930. We're going to take the calls in order. And by the way, everyone on hold, thank you so much for holding during the news. That is, I really appreciate that. That means a lot. Thank you so much. So I will not let you hold. I will not make you hold any longer. Frank in Cheektowaga will kick things off. Frank, thanks for hanging on.
Well, you're very welcome. You brought up something interesting before you went to the news that when you were in college, things look a little bit bigger as far as portions.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the minimum wage was when you were in college?
I sure do. $7.25.
Okay, good. $7.25. Well, here's my point. The way business works, and I'm sure you understand it, as do most of your listeners, is wage cost is always a percentage of sales. So let's say, for example, wage cost is 13% of sales. Use it as a number. And the minimum wage goes up to what is it now?
It will be $15 on January 1st.
Okay, so you still have to maintain that 13% wage cost to pay all of your bills, like rent, electricity, food cost, et cetera. So you either have two choices, either dramatically increase your sales or dramatically increase your prices or cut down your portions to maintain that same profit margin.
Well put, Frank. It's funny how it kind of leads into what we talked about yesterday with the minimum wage going up. At the end of the day, it's the consumers who are losing.
Well, have you ever noticed, if you ever go through, and I don't mention names of places on your air because that would be like a free commercial, but let's say you go to your favorite hamburger joint for a cup of coffee. You ever notice how long the line is now in the drive-thru?
Oh, yeah. Right onto the street sometimes.
Well, again, wage cost, using that 13% number. If you had six people at the other wage, now you're paying more, you can only have three people or dramatically increase your prices.
Frank, well put. Really appreciate the insight. Frank in Cheektowaga. Yeah, and this is what we talked about yesterday, and I don't want to reopen the debate yesterday, but as minimum wage goes up, you know, companies have to still make a profit. So they're either going to cut hours, they're either going to charge more, or they're going to cut hours, charge more, and give you less for what you're paying for. And as Frank said, I mean, we're seeing it happen in real time. These topics are connected. Tom in Lancaster. Tom, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing well, Tom. What do you think of what's getting smaller as you're paying the same or more?
Well, say it ain't so, Joe, but I went to McDonald's last night. I like their Filet-O-Fish. I believe it's Pollock, which is a whitefish, which is in the cod haddock family. It's not bad. It's pretty good. They're definitely smaller. I hadn't gotten them in several months. They're noticeably smaller. So for two fish sandwiches and a large French fry, I paid $15. And I said, you got it. I said it to myself. You got to be kidding me. Two sandwiches and French fries for $15. I thought my jaw dropped.
Wow. I mean, and to think I'm old enough to remember the days where 79 cents got you a cheeseburger.
Yeah, well, I'm old enough to know that I used to go to Carol's on Main Street in Williamsville, and a cheeseburger was 15 cents, and a hamburger was 10 cents.
They
were good.
Yeah, I talked yesterday about my parents giving me money for the convenience store, but every now and then I would cross Route 36, which I wasn't supposed to do, because there was a Burger King, and for 79 cents I could get a full cheeseburger. Now 79 cents doesn't even get you a small drink.
No, you're absolutely right. And I understand what Frank was talking about, 13% and all that stuff. But, you know, increase your sales. That's the answer to me. Increase your sales. It's not about smaller portions or, you know, charging more. You want more business and find a way to increase your sales. I worked for Frito-Lay for 23 years. And trust me, it's all about increasing your sales.
For sure, for sure. Hey, Tom, well, I mean, the portions were smaller, but was the meal still good at least?
It tasted the same, but like I said, I mean, I looked at it and they look like sliders almost.
Yeah.
And I was like, kidding me. And especially $15, I was just shocked. For French fries that, you know, McDonald's has pretty good French fries, but they weren't even completely done.
Tom, the story just gets worse.
Yeah, it does.
I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you, Tom in Lancaster. I mean, that is the thing with fast food fries, and I'm not sure there's any fry that, unless it's straight out of the fryer, it's going to lack, right? I mean, those fries have to be straight out of the fryer. Shout out to Five Guys, because I get annoyed when I go there to pick up an order because they wait till you're there to drop the fries, but it does pay off. It does pay off, and they still give you a ton of fries. But yeah, you go someplace, especially if you go to a place around like 2 or 3 in the afternoon when they're not that busy, there's a good chance you're going to get cold, soggy fries, and it just ruins the meal, in my opinion. You know, if what you have sitting under the lamp is cold and soggy, I'm not saying throw it away. Do what they do at Tops late at night. Give them half off, right? Tops late at night. If you go to the bakery and they have some donuts left, you get the manager's special. You know, I've done Instacart late at night, and I've maybe picked up a bagel because it was half off manager special before they closed. If you have soggy fries, you're trying to get rid of them. Hey, we have these soggy fries here. We're going to throw them out. Do you want them for 50 cents? Guess what? They'll taste a lot better. That's the cheapskate in me. They'll taste a lot better. Richard and Clarence. Richard, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, hi. No, I think the caller there was incorrect. No, this is right after COVID, and we started going out again, and we went to restaurants. There are only two restaurants that I've gone to before COVID and now going to them after COVID. All the rest of the restaurants that I have gone to, they all have increased their price by 30%, 20%, 30%, and reduced their portion size by that. And it's not because of the minimum wage that went up. No, this is right after COVID. No, they're trying to make up COVID because of what they lost on their customers. I don't care about that. That's really, and yet it's noticeable. And they want you to give a 20% tip on 30% more cost. It's wrong. Totally wrong. And that's what the restaurants have done. And it's not just McDonald's doing something like that, and it's not because of minimum wage. That guy is wrong. It happened right after COVID.
All right, Richard and Clarence, I will say this. I mean, both things can be right, right? I mean, I've noticed since I've been a employed person outside of school, minimum wage has more than doubled now in my working lifetime, right? So I started working when I was 15. Minimum wage has more than doubled. And I don't want to revisit yesterday's topic, but it has more than doubled the last 19 years, it has more than doubled. Wow, that makes me feel really old. And you also had minimum wage continue to go up during COVID. So I do think both things can be true. You have places trying to make up the money lost during COVID or trying to keep some of the things the same that they adjusted to for COVID, depending on what kind of service you're talking about, and minimum wage. I do believe both can be true. So I don't know if one person's wrong, one person's right. I think both can be true. I think that's a fair statement to make. 803-0930, star 930. I'm looking forward to talking with Carl in Eden because he's about to talk about my favorite fast food burger. Carl in Eden. Carl, say it ain't so.
Hey, good topic. The Whopper. Let's talk about the Whopper. The Whopper and the Whopper Jr. Well, the Whopper, Joe, is looking more like the Whopper Jr. Year after year. And the Whopper Jr. looks like the Whopper Jr. the third. So basically, you know, I understand what's going on because I'm a business owner. And here's where a lot of people don't understand. Frank had some very good points, okay? Your callers had some pretty good points. But here's one point that a lot of people don't understand the reasoning behind all this. First of all, when you have a product in a building like, say, Burger King or Olive Garden, whatever, everybody thinks, oh, great, let's go to the restaurant. When they build these buildings for these franchise owners, lo and behold, nobody knows this, the franchise owner not only has to pay the fee to the investors and to the shareholders, but they also have to pay rent. So that's coming off of their bottom line. But there's also landlords, okay, who build these buildings for these big corporate chains, and they charge astronomical square footage. Square footage ranges from either $20, in some cases, all the way up to $30 a square foot. So not only are you paying for the square footage of a building, but now get this, in some cases, your landlord becomes your partner. And I've seen this time and time again, where you have to pay not only your rent, but you've got to pay a percentage of a fee of your profits. So basically, that's why one of the reasons is that the product is becoming smaller, because it's hurting the bottom line with these rents and the utilities. And when gas prices, you know what happens when gasoline goes down, everybody starts shipping, and shipping becomes cheaper. So basically, it is being passed on. We can't deny that, Joe. We can't deny that all the things that are being charged to the operator of that particular business, we can't deny the fact that it's being passed on to us, because that's economics. That's what, you know, keeps things rolling. That's what keeps everybody working, everybody making the widgets and making the burger patties and making the buns and harvesting the poppy seeds. You know, I get it, but there is, in some cases, a part where I don't understand, well, I shouldn't say don't understand, but what I don't think is correct or right. But your big chain locations, they are downsizing the portions. But if you ever look at the mom and pop places, and I won't tell you what places I go to, but if you look at breakfast at your local chain place, when they say grade double A egg or jumbo egg, listen, Joe, I know a jumbo egg when I see one. And I used to be able to get, you know, a pile of bacon, and now you only get two strips of small bacon. seriously, man. And here's the thing. Your mom and pop, your local places that serve breakfast, trust me when I tell you, there's not many of them, but boy, they really pile it on for the price.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And in some cases, depending on where you go, it's worth the money. But, yeah. The bottom line here is that your big corporate chains are, you know, they got to satisfy investors. They got to satisfy the people that are investing the money into these places, because, you know, they got to make money. And when they have their stock up on the stock exchange, they want to be able to reap the benefits down the road and years down the road and say, okay, great, they're going to sell, I'm going to make a ton of money. Well, you don't want to lose money on the sale of a corporate chain. You want to make money off your stock. So I get it. It's understandable. Some places are going a little bit too far, but there has been, over the past, I'd say now 10 years, an incremental very, very small increment of downsizing of product, whether it be food. Hey, look at your Reese's cups. Oh my God, those things used to be big as hockey pucks at one time. Now they're about as big as quarters, maybe a 50-cent piece. I mean, yeah, we're all paying for everything else, you know. But unfortunately, that's the way economics go. But until it gets redesigned or restructured in a way where it's going to start saving money, like less employees, et cetera, we're just going to be, you know, we're going to be paying it until they figure it out.
Well, we can agree. Let's see. Can we agree on this, though, Carl? The Whopper is the best fast food burger.
Oh, my God, by far.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God. You slather that thing with ketchup, mayo, and some lettuce and a great onion, and you got yourself a really good burger. I just wish it was bigger. That's all.
I 100% agree with you, Carl. Hey, Carl, really appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Carl in Eden, putting a very interesting perspective on this. And I will agree. I mean, you go to a local place, you're going to get a big breakfast, right? I mean, the original Pancake House. There's a location on Main Street in Williamsville. There's one on the Boulevard. There's one in the South Towns. I think I've been to all three of them. And, I mean, their portions are huge. You get breakfast there. You are going to walk out feeling full and then some. Right? That's a great local place. We all know the size of Paula's Donuts. They have definitely not gone down in size. And I will say this, next time you're at Paula's Donuts, don't forget about Paula's Bagels. I'm telling you, the best bagels in town, Paula's Bagels. You get bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. It is the best breakfast sandwich you will ever have. I'm just saying. 803-0930. But Carl's right. The local places... You go there, you get breakfast, you are getting breakfast. Now, I'm not saying these national places aren't a good breakfast, but you will notice you're paying around the same, maybe a little less, but you're getting less portions, 100%, definitely. 803-0930, star 930, it is Beamer in for Bowerly. Hey, coming up at 5:07, we have a little preview for you of what we're doing tomorrow. That's at 5:07. When we come back, we're talking with you. 803-0930, star 930, what are you paying more for but getting less? Please don't say Joe Beamer filling in for Tom Bowerly. That would not be very nice on WBEN.
You show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing now the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
We got to bring it to the chorus.
You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I want to rock and roll all night. And party
oh, don't we all? Welcome back. Little Kiss on this hump day. Hope you're having a good day. It's Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And yes, say it ain't so. According to the New York Post, there are customers that say Chipotle is shrinking their portion sizes while keeping prices the same or increasing. The same can be said about McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich. We've had two callers say they've noticed it. Where do you notice getting less and paying more? 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone said, Joe, a 20-pound propane tank now only has 15 pounds. It's the same price, and the container's the same, according to someone on the text board. Also, someone says on the text board, went to Five Guys, had no extra fries in the bag. That is, I'd go back and ask because I've never not gotten that extra scoop in the bag. If they're suspending that practice, I will not be happy. You know, you go there, hey, we're going to drop your fries. Great. You get a little boat of peanuts. And by the time you're done with the boat of peanuts, you're usually ready to walk out. I'll tell you, remember Jack Astor's at the Galleria? The Jack Astor's? That was one of the last places I can remember that you could just throw the shells right on the floor. You've got Buffalo Brew Pub on Main Street and Jack Astor's. There's also this place, I've mentioned them before, Mick and Angelo's on Lundy's Lane in Canada, where you could throw the shells right on the floor. But I haven't, that might not even be the case anymore. I have not been to Mick and Angelo's on Lundy's Lane in over a decade, but I can still picture that place like I was there yesterday. 803-0930, star 930, where are you paying more but getting less? Let's go to Frank in Amherst. Frank, thank you so much for hanging during the news.
I'm sure you can still throw your shells on the floor. What's somebody going to do to you?
Well, I don't want to be rude.
Yeah, well, no, I got you. I used to go to Greek restaurants a lot. That was mainly my thing, you know, get a meal and such. And then I scaled back a little bit. And then after a heart attack, I really scaled back. But I agreed with the caller that said that it had more to do with the impact from the COVID. I noticed that, like, it seemed like the restaurant owners got away from focusing on the food, the product, giving you the right kind of a product, and it almost seemed like they were more just focusing on something to do about the money. And it wasn't the minimum wage thing, because at that COVID time, that was just sort of out there and, you know, being planned for, or, you know, they knew it was going to kick in at some point. So I just noticed that the price increases seem to be more about, like, their own pockets, and they seem to get away from, you know, just focusing on a good product for the customer, I guess, regardless of the price. But I noticed that the prices went up, and the product just seemed to suffer. And I don't know that that's necessarily attributable to, you know, something to do with the minimum wage increase. It didn't seem that way to me.
And to be fair, you're right. The minimum wage has not gone up to 15 yet, but it's gradually gone up over the last decade. However, I'm not going to say that it doesn't have something to do with making up from COVID losses or, you know, just other things getting more expensive, Frank.
I remember my friend of mine who died of cancer. I used to eat out with her, you know, a lot. We used to do that as a thing that we did. And I remember we would just, like, get the food and offering compliments that we were pleased about, you know, the food. And then I noticed, you know, after the COVID thing, I eat out much more sparsely, just very rarely now. But, you know, when I did go someplace, the first thought in my mind was not to say something complimentary about the food. The main thing that I noticed was something to do about, like, how much it cost, or that the portions seemed to be changed. That was just, you know, an observation that I had for you, because yeah. I know the other caller called and said something similar about the COVID.
Hey, Frank, appreciate the call. Frank at Amherst. Yeah, I mean, hey, minimum wage, we know it's going up. It's gradually been going up for the last few years. But, you know, since I was in college, again, I graduated, let's do the math here, Joe, 12 years ago. And when I graduated, I think it was at $7.25. It might have had its first step up, but it was around $7.25. And now, January 1st, it'll be $15. I do think that has something to do with it, but everything's getting more expensive, right? And, you know, prices can also be attributed to the higher cost of gas. Now, I know people want to say, hey, it's under $4. I am not going to, you know, celebrate gas being under $4. I'll celebrate gas being under $2, right? I'll celebrate gas being $2.20. But when you're still in the threes, I don't really think it's a time to pat yourself on the back. That's just my opinion, and I think that's why that also plays into it, Frank. I agree. I don't think it's all because of minimum wage. I do think that plays into it here in New York State, and I think it's why if you go out of state, maybe not fast food places, but if you go out of state and go to a grocery store or something, you will notice some things are a little cheaper. You'll notice some things are more expensive. And a lot of factors play into that as well. 803-0930, star 930. I'll tell you. Now, I talked about this months ago, feeling old, right? Feeling older. Last night, you had Owen McCown and Cole Pennington as the quarterbacks for the University of Texas, San Antonio, and Marshall. Why does that make me feel old? Because I remember when Chad Pennington played football, was a starting quarterback, and I remember when Luke McCown was a starting quarterback. It's wow, now their kids are playing college football. And Barstool Sports tweeted out, bet you feel old as, word I can't say, right now. And I said, it's interesting. How can I feel old, but also feel like I was in college yesterday? Isn't it the weirdest feeling? Like, I've told the story about going back to Madai right before they closed and walking campus. And you get to certain parts of the campus where you kind of just go back to being there. Like walking out of what they called the Sullivan Center, where you would eat. When I walked under the awning to go into the Sullivan Center, I mean, for a minute there, it all came back like, oh yeah, I walk over here and take a turn here. Like I was just there yesterday. It's so funny how certain moments of college, of high school seem like they were yesterday, but certain things of my adult life seem like it was forever ago. You know, I mean, I can still remember, you know, certain classes, times I was in the principal's office, my in-school suspension. I remember my in-school suspension like it was yesterday. I mean, I got a lot of detentions. I don't remember detention at all, but in-school suspension only happened once. It was a 3-day in-school suspension. And I remember it like it was yesterday being at the in-school suspension. I remember it like it was yesterday when they yelled at me for being on the morning announcement saying when I'm suspended, I cannot participate in the morning announcements. But they let me one day because the people running the announcements didn't know that. And then the principal came to see me at in-school suspension, which was just a room in the school, and said, Joe, you are not to be anywhere close to the morning announcements. You are being punished. Yeah, okay. I mean, let's be honest. Me not being on the morning announcements was a punishment to everyone at school, not to me. They had to miss out on my talent. I'm kidding. But it's funny. Like, it's just funny how some things you remember like it was yesterday and some things seem like forever ago. You know, I mean, it seems like it was more than 7 months ago that my son was born. You know, it seems like he's been around for a long time. He's only been around for 7 months. But yet, that in-school suspension, I could probably vividly talk you through the 3 days of in-school suspension. It's just, it's weird how life works. But I thought that was interesting. The kids of two former NFL quarterbacks facing off last night in a bowl game. And yeah, you know, you go, wow, they're old enough to have kids old enough in college? Come on now. I'm 35. If I had a kid in high school, I'd be old enough to have a kid in college right now. So it doesn't necessarily mean you're ridiculously old, right? 803-0930, star 930. There's a bit of an uplifting thing. Hey, we have some news here at WBEN. And I, of course, could not control myself. Like the county executive, I could not control myself by commenting on Facebook something. And some people have actually thought that it's true. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. It was a joke. All right. So on Facebook, because I'll admit when I probably should just put the keyboard away. We have some very exciting news here. We've named our new brand manager. You can see that all on our Facebook page, WBEN, and on our X account at WBEN. And excited. Our new brand manager will be starting in January. Excited to get everything going, excited to work with her. And on that announcement, there was someone, and I mentioned yesterday, someone who said something about the ear-screeching substitute. So I thought, and again, I should have just controlled myself. I should have put the keyboard away, right? But I'm a millennial. That's my excuse. I said to the person, your Facebook comment did it. I've been replaced. Now, to my knowledge, I have not really been replaced. It was a joke. Now watch, for that joke, I get replaced. But it was just pointing out the ridiculousness of, oh, maybe if I comment, you know, someone's going to make a decision on a Facebook comment. So no, to my knowledge, I have not been replaced. But if I have been, you'll find out by not hearing me on the radio. But I do appreciate that there are a few people who seemed concerned with the news. That does make me feel better. But, you know, new brand manager, again, excited to get started working with the new brand manager. But it's like now I got to be on my A game. You know what I mean? Like when I get these opportunities to fill in for Tom and for David and do special coverage and on BMAZ and Beamer, I got to make sure I'm doing my best. There's no room for a bad show. You don't want the impression of the brand manager, the first impression in front of the new brand manager to be, wow, that Joe Beamer is doing nothing. He's talking in circles. So, you know, a little bit of stress because it's like, all right, you know, I don't want to be replaced. I don't want them to find someone else to fill in, right? So now I've got to put some good topics together. I got to put some good show, string some good shows together. And, you know, make sure that I illustrate or to make it seem that I am worthy to at least do some fill-ins. So that's my goal. And I mean, that's in any job, right? You get a new boss. You're like, oh my gosh, what are they going to do? Are they going to clean house? Are they going to replace me? Have I been kind of half blanking it with the old boss? I don't think I have. But, you know, when you're at a job and you get someone new in charge or a new manager, right? New store manager, if you're working in retail, you get a little bit of stress. Like, okay, I got to have my A game for the next few months. You should always have your A game, by the way. But you got to have your A game for the next few months because you want to make a good impression. You want this person to know you're a hard worker, a solid worker, a dependable worker. So, Tanner, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be on our best behavior and bring our A game each and every day, which we already do here at WBEN. So nothing's changing. But yeah, you know what? Two things are true. I shouldn't have left that comment. And to my knowledge, I have not been replaced. I was just pointing out the ridiculousness of the person's comment. And it's not ridiculous that someone doesn't like me as a host. I'm fine with that. I am, as I always say, I invite criticism. It's ridiculous that this person thinks their Facebook comment is going to get me replaced. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, we are previewing tomorrow's special show here on WBEN.